Coming up on TMS, that's a lot of conferences.
We try to be Whovians again.
Is that your dad? Sorry, is that your dead grandpa I smell?
You can't see the forest for the Whitaker.
Letterman can't use a phone and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Let's have fish this week.
Great! Go get Vandy Camps.
Vandy Camps Today's Catch Filets taste remarkably fresh because they're frozen fresh. And they're easy to prepare. They go straight from the freezer to the pan to the plate.
I think they're getting tired.
Vandy Camps, the freshest ideas in frozen fish. Now, try our new microwave breaded fish sticks and fillets.
Right here is my sweet spot.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. TMS for the 16th of June, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Abbott. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a little
Are we having some lag?
You're a little delayed, but it's not... I don't think it's anything we can't work with. I think we're okay. Right. Yeah, no worries. It's all that Japanese cover music.
I will start talking when I think you're done saying something. Which didn't happen just then.
Nope.
I started talking way before thought you were done saying something.
We'll give it our best. We've had worse to deal with, so, you know, we'll make it work. People at home listening, we're here for you, man. Today's, again, a reminder, it's a bit of a short day. I've got a doctor's appointment. I have to leave precisely at 10:04, about an hour from now. And that'll be good because it's the eye doctor going to do the laser and I'm done, hopefully.
It will be good. It'll be good to get all that stuff done and out of the way, right?
Yeah. Burn it off, man. Burn it off. Supposed
lasering
to not...
all the cells you're hoarding in your eyeball.
Yeah. And I'm not supposed to have any pain. It's supposed to be painless is the way they put it. I don't know if that just means less pain or no pain. you know, you start.
That's a really good point, right? Things that are like painless, you assume have no pain,
right? That's. I think that is the true meaning of the word. Yet, I still am concerned about our choice of the word "less" because painless just means less. I mean, it should be pain-free or something.
Pain-free, right? Yeah, that's what you usually see, like sugarless versus sugar-free.
Yeah, nobody ever says, "Hey, this we're gonna cut your arm off. Don't worry, it'll be less pain." That doesn't work. So come on, English, get it straight.
I don't think anyone's ever going to say, cutting off your arm, it's going to be painless or pain-free or less pain.
That's true. Unless they knock you out, I suppose they can do that now.
I suppose, yeah.
Hi. I'm a little punch drunk. I spent almost the entire day on the internet streaming things, and that really wears you out, it turns out. And I'm not even, I should be grateful that I'm, I have a normal time zone to do it in. Poor Patrick, who spent most of the day with me, when we finished, it was 4:25 a.m. his time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's a trooper, man, that guy. He says things like this.
Really, really massive wiener.
Really, really massive wiener.
I haven't heard those two together yet. Very good.
Well, somebody did a little edit job, I think, on that. But anyway, we covered all of the major four major conferences that were held at E3. And we covered them via live stream where we kind of chatted over the top of the streams and talked about what people are talking about. And if you want to catch all of that, you can check out the Boop Show where I put everything there. It's also on the mega feed if you're interested in getting that there. But all four of them, about an hour and a half each, lots of fun, lots of laughs, and a lot of good commentary about what was shown and talked about. So there you have it.
Cool.
And it's all a bit of a blur. Go ahead.
I saw the Xbox one, but I didn't see any of the rest of it, right? I didn't see Sony's or EA's or any of that. So it's all going to be a big surprise to me. I have no idea what Sony may have possibly announced, if anything.
So Sony impressed me the most, but I'm a little biased towards weird games. Like, I like Sony's strange ass, like Last Guardian freaking, you know, it isn't Halo. These aren't just more shooters. They like to show off weird stuff you've never thought of or heard of before. And Microsoft had some of that, but Sony had a lot more of that. And so in my mind, that conference was a bit better. But that's a subjective thing. I'll go in later in the week on the Boop Show. I'll go into some detail about some frustrating things I found with all the conferences and how if you subject yourself to this much PR speak on stage, you start to become a jaded man. because it's all bull pucky. Everything they say is just horse shit.
You're Colonel Potter all of a sudden.
Bull pucky. Horse hockey. That's another good one he'd say. Horse pellets.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a good one the other night. We were watching MASH and he yelled out, it was like donkey Snickers or something like that. I don't remember, but always fun to
if
hear
that
him.
Wasn't it, even if that wasn't it, I think that we petitioned to make that a new exclamation, donkey Snickers.
There's probably let's see, Colonel Potter. Let's see, what would you call
exclamations?
This compilation? Yeah, let's see. I don't know even where to look. Colonel Potter, MASH Colonel Potter. Well, here's this. Okay.
Jumping jodpers, creeps, jackass, suffering saddle soap, buffalo chips.
Buffalo chips, dude. Oh, that was the next one.
I get those every time I go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, get the buffalo chips. Mmm, they're so good.
Road apples.
I want to watch MASH. All right, anyway.
It's really all just different variations for poop.
Yeah, really, right? It really is.
All he really is, yeah.
It's his... it's like a catalog of ways of saying BS, but in his
right.
folksy way, I suppose.
But other animals
right.
providing BS.
Exactly. So I'm completely pooped, and I almost don't want to talk about video games ever again, but I know that's not going to happen, so there'll be a lot more over the next couple of days. Suffice it to say, I think Sony had a really good showing. I think that Bethesda perhaps maybe had the best showing the other night. And I'd say there was some neat stuff at Microsoft, although the stuff they showed me that seemed the neatest were Windows-related. They had nothing to do with the Xbox, which is interesting. That HoloLens demo was mind-blowing.
Oh, the one with Minecraft. That was incredible.
Really neat, but I have two major questions about that. Well, I have one major question. What the hell do you even do? Once you see it, what do you do then? You're not really playing it. You're just looking at your world. Okay, great.
You're just, swiping it around. And, if they could give you the ability to go with your fingers and, like, build, add blocks. I don't know how Minecraft works. I've never played it.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong. There's a virtual happening. And if you want to build stuff like that is what that needs to be for that to be meaningful. But still very impressive. But the problem is the audience watching that is going, oh, my gosh, Xbox is going to be amazing this year. No, this has nothing to do with the Xbox. That has zippo to do with the Xbox. That had everything to do with HoloLens and the PC, which is exciting. I'm totally stoked about it. But people trying to rope, and it's kind of Microsoft's fault. They're not really separating it. They're kind of making it hard to tell the difference. And the other major stuff they talked about was almost all, we're partnering with Oculus Rift, but that's on the PC. Yes, you can stream Xbox games to the PC and then perhaps use the Oculus with it. But there's no VR for the Xbox. That's just not there. No native VR experience. And that's fine. I'm just saying people have it in their heads that they were given all this extra stuff and they kind of weren't. It was a lot of, a lot of mixed messages up there. On the whole, though... Mm-hmm. I think everybody did fine. Everything's fine. It's video games, Brian. It's video games. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We're here to have fun.
I have been getting a total kick out of Fallout Shelter. Just keeping that open right next to me on the couch and like, let's go get that woman pregnant.
It's pretty good,
let's
isn't
go,
it?
It's pretty collect good. Some electricity from that dude.
Yep. Yeah. Get the couple together in that room. Let them go into that space. Make a bunch of smiley faces. I love how she comes out pregnant automatically as soon as they're done. It's great.
Right. And like hunched over and...
And the guy's happy as can be.
Do, 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 do. Yep, exactly.
That game's pretty good. Finally, before we jump into the Trek Nerd, which we have to get to pretty quickly here, my neighbor dogs sound like a Jurassic Park movie, and I'm concerned. And what I mean by that, it's like normal dogs normal dogs are like, right? These dogs are like, I can't even do it, like making horrible dinosaur noises. Next door, and I'm a little worried about it. And the dog and our dog
really?
Can't shut up about it. Yeah, she's freaking out. So I don't know
what. Too bad they don't live next to somebody with recording equipment who can actually record the noises they're making.
Maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. Oh, I can totally
Why
record
didn't
it.
Why did you think of that?
I don't know.
You have like 48 microphones probably in your house.
You know what's funny is I had my phone with me, and while I was listening, I'm like, I got to talk about this on the show tomorrow, and I actually type a little memo in there to remind myself to bring it up. I could have pulled it out and recorded it with the same phone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many years have I been doing this? Anyway, I wanted to put my head over this fence and go, clever girl, but I didn't do it. All right. Nicole, not Nicole. Corinne and Daryl time, everyone. Let's get this going. Let's get this up. Whoops.
Dunk, dunk.
It's a pretty good sound.
Scott's uncorking a bottle.
Yeah, I like it. Here she is, Corinne Lewis. All right, we're adding them. I'm going to play a little song here. Here you go. Check this out. This is pretty deep, pretty rad. Oh, where is it?
Hello.
Here you go. Hi. It's a Doctor Who trivia time with Corinne Lewis. Hello, Corinne.
Hello.
How are you?
Do I sound better today? I sounded kind of tinny yesterday, I think.
Oh, you sound a little better. You sound closer.
You sound tinny a little bit.
Yeah. But but closer tinny, right? Like closer
it's
to the mic.
Colossal office space is creating. Yeah. Sorry.
In a tiny, tiny living space. It's good to have you back. Daryl also on the line. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Star Trek man?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Well, that's good, because today is another day where we get to try to get a Doctor Who question right, which we didn't do yesterday. We did it terribly.
And don't listen to the hints. They are there to distract us.
They're misleading.
Yeah, we learned that.
By the way, Stump of Who Nerd is brought to you by Count Drahoon's Feature of Fright. This week, Count Drahoon introduces us to a sweet old lady named Mrs. Huddleston. Mrs. Huddleston arrives home after her after her husband's funeral, when she gets a visit from a strange character known as the Ghoul. What on earth does he want with the poor little widow? Find out what happens and brace yourself for the shocking conclusion of The Ghoul and Mrs. Huddleston. Be sure to subscribe to Count Trehune's Feature of Fright on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, or our podcast section at CamcorderTV.com. CamcorderTV.com. Humble beginnings, big ideas.
I like the sound of that. And the cut of your jib. All right.
Yeah.
Corinne, Daryl, let's do this. Corinne, you got a question all prepared for us?
I do.
All right, lay on us.
But I'm going to... David Michael just texted me and told me to swear again. So I'm going to probably not do that this time.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, this is my grand attempt to get you guys to watch Doctor Who, right?
Yeah.
So, guess what? You've already been watching Doctor Who.
What?
Yes.
I actually know I have been, because I watched the first, I watched the Eccleston season and part of the next couple seasons.
Huzzah! Hmm. Well, all of the Doctor Who's have been in something that you've probably already seen.
All right.
So, except for William Hartnell, who's Doctor Who 1. But he was in a thing called Scotland Yard Dragnet. I'd never even heard of that.
No, that sounds all right.
My name is Hartnell. I carry a badge.
Was it like that? Was it supposed to be a take?
I don't know. I think I might try to find it.
That's interesting. Yeah. Seems like a true Who fan would want to dig that up. And you're one of those, so go for it.
I'm not crazy.
Report back and let us know how bad that is. All right. Anyway, so that's an interesting proposal that we've all at least seen something from another doctor at some point. That's interesting.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just run down a few things right now before I give you the trivia question.
All
okay.
Right. All right.
So Patrick Troughton, who was number two, he was actually in The Omen.
Oh.
So you watched that for FilmSack.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We did watch that for FilmSack. I've blocked most of it out, but I'll take your word for it that he was in
it. Another thing, falling off the roof and stabbing a dude.
That's right.
I don't think that was him. Anyway, he was one of the priests, though.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And then John Pertwee, the number three doc, he hates being called Doc, by the way. He was actually a voice. He was the storyteller in Deus Ex Machina.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not the which one?
84. The
okay,
one,
okay.
84.
Okay, the old. That's the one I was thinking of. That's interesting. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Now Tom Baker, you probably remember some of these. He obviously was the bad guy in The Golden Voyage of Sinbad.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. He's also a voice in Warhammer 40K.
Oh, which game?
The Fire one.
Oh, not the RTS, but the third person action one, I think.
Yeah,
that's a good game, by the way.
He was also the narrator in one of my all-time favorite games, Echo.
Oh, Echo the Dolphin?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Wait.
I remember Echo the Dolphin.
But the 16-bit, so the Genesis version didn't have any narration, but the Sega CD one did, right?
Right.
That was the deal?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't remember a narrator either, but when I was looking this up, I was like, what? I love that game. And he's actually my favorite doctor.
Oh.
So, he and John Pertwee are kind of fighting it out for my heart.
Right.
But he was also in, if anybody has ever seen the old Narnia Chronicles VHS things that the BBC did, he was a character in The Silver Chair. Mm. He was like Puddle Gump, I think is his name.
Mm.
Which I own those for some on VHS. Yes, I still have VHS.
Puddle Gump.
Yeah, Puddle Gump.
Was J.K. Rowling mad that she didn't think of that name first? Because good Lord, Puddle Gump.
Well, I think she actually got a lot of stuff from C.S. Lewis and Tolkien. Of
course, I'm sure, so. Yeah. There's got to be inspiration there.
Yeah. So Peter Davison.
And Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Davison was the next one, and he was in a show. Maybe you guys have seen. It's called All Creatures Great and Small.
I've heard of it.
BBC show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the animated thing.
That was the show that. No, that was a live action TV show that, based on books that made me want to be a veterinarian when I was a kid.
Oh, exactly. Interesting. I don't think I've seen that. Then I'm thinking it's of the great. I'm thinking of the Aardman animated like interview animals thing that they did, which was really.
Oh, I
neat.
Love that. Yeah, no, okay. He might have been in that, but he was. But the other, this is we're talking about something else.
Okay.
So
all right,
and that was the TV show that where I liked the name Tristan, where I first heard the name Tristan, mm-hmm. thought, oh, that's such a cool name.
Oh,
and,
that is cool. Yeah. I think you've mentioned that before, actually, that book, now mm-hmm. that you've mentioned that Tristan connection.
Yep.
And when you, okay, I got a question for you, Brian. You knew then, I might want to be a veterinarian one day. When was the day, was it the day that they said you need to put your arm up this horse's ass that you said, I don't want to be one? Is that when that happened?
It was part of that. It was thinking, wow, you know, part of a vet's job is putting animals to sleep. I don't know if I can do that. Yeah. And I just started liking drawing a lot more. And so went into, did that more, went to Institute of Art and really just kind of blew off the whole veterinarian thing.
All right.
I think at one point, almost every kid wants to be a veterinarian for like a month.
Mm. Yeah, I did too. I went through that. My daughter's got kind of in that now. She thinks she wants to do everything, but she loves animals, so mm-hmm. she thinks she'd like to do it. But I submit that the minute she has to put her arm up a horse's butt might change her mind. Anyway, sorry, Corinne. Continue on.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so I'll go a little bit faster because I know you have a short show today. So Colin Baker was in Young Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Sylvester McCoy, I think we've all seen very recently. He's Radagast in the Hobbit movies.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that either. That's cool. Did you know that there, Daryl?
Yeah, it was great to see him in that.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, I like that. He had bird poo on his hat. You guys remember all the bird poo?
All the time, bird poo on his hat.
Yeah. I think the hat came with bird poo. It was so bird poopy. Anyway.
And you buy it like that, yeah. right? Because you want that worn in look. It's like buying the pre-distressed jeans.
Yeah, I'd
I
like
think
to
you can
poop.
Get that at Urban Outfitters.
I'd like the pooped on look.
Topic.
Yeah. That's horrible. All right, anyway, Radagast. That's
okay,
good.
So Paul McGann, he's the guy that I told you was in that movie with Eric Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, he was in Aliens 3. Oh. He's been in Luther. Mm. Tons of audiobooks. Also Queen of the Damned.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't think you guys have done for Film Sack, but you should.
Yeah, it sounds all right. Sounds fitting.
Who was that? It'll be Aaliyah. Was she the main actress in that?
Aaliyah? I don't know.
Aaliyah, the singer.
Oh. She sings things? I don't know who that is.
She died.
Late singer.
She died, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She did, yeah.
Oh, all right.
She did that song, Brush Yourself Off and Try Again, or Brush Your Shelf Off and Try Again.
Because she was an OCD.
Home remodeling show.
Oh, right.
Oh, she was only 22. What happened to her? That's sad.
Plane crash?
Something like that? Okay.
Well, I think that's right, yeah.
That's sad. Oh,
that's in my mind. I don't know.
You're totally right. It was a plane thing. Two-engine plane somewhere in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of remembered.
Anyway.
Chris Eccleston, as we all know, Scott has a man crush on because he's in The Leftovers.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
He's 28 days.
He's
too.
So good at The Leftovers. So
he's
freaking
on my
good.
List. He rose on and on and on. Chris Eccleston is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
he's actually my favorite doctor.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick because I really like Chris Eccleston.
Yeah.
David Tennant, of course, was in the Star Wars Clone Wars stuff. Oh, Harry Potter. You might have heard of that one.
Yeah.
Matt Smith was actually in Bruges.
Oh, I love that freaking movie.
Yeah, he's uncredited, but
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Yeah, and then Peter Capaldi was in World War Z. So.
Oh, also enjoyed that movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now I know. Oh, it's clicking with me. He was in that.
Yeah. And actually, when I was doing some research for this, I didn't realize. So Peter Capaldi's the current Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And Karen Gillan, she lovely, lovely Karen Gillan. She and Peter Capaldi were in the same Doctor Who episode way before she was a companion and he was Doctor Who.
Weird.
Oh, wow, really?
Like the fires of Pompeii or something. I can't remember names of episodes. So. Yeah,
that's weird.
She shaved her head. She was Nebula in the yes. Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Have you seen the video of her getting her hair shaved?
No.
Yes, you should.
Did she do that at Comic-Con last year or 2 years ago or something? Is that what
she
that was from?
She was in a smaller room when I watched the YouTube of it. So it was hard for me to watch because her hair is so pretty. Okay, so you ready for your question?
Go for it. Lay it on us.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of four names. Mm-hmm. I want you to pick out the one of these actors who have been in Star Wars, Star Trek, and Doctor Who.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. This is hard. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. David Prowse.
All right.
Deep Roy. Warwick Davis.
What was the third thing? Star Wars, Star Trek, and Doctor Who. Was Star Wars in that?
Yeah, Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who.
Okay. I thought it was, for some reason, when you said Deep Roy, my brain erased it and said X-Files. It said X-Files at that point.
Oh, okay, no.
I don't know why.
You really did have a hard day yesterday.
I did. It was, my brain is dead. It's like a floppy mess. It's like a flaccid penis in my head. All right, go ahead.
Okay. David Prowse, Deep Roy, Warwick Davis, and Brian Blessed.
All right, Warwick Davis is a strong contender here because he... Well, all right. We'll determine this in a second, Daryl. Right. Let's get to you though, real quick. You've got some sort of today in hoo-ha history, right?
Hey, yeah, in hoo-ha, actually.
All right.
Carol Ann Ford, the granddaughter and first companion of the Doctor, is 74 today.
Whoa, she's still with us, still kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, good. You like to hear that. You don't want them to die. No. Good for her. Fantastic. I like a little Doctor Who stuff today. Sorry, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. That's cool. I was going to say, let's go down the, but if, when we're ready, let's go down the list here and just.
We're ready.
Okay. So all right. So David Prowse, the dude in the Darth Vader costume, but not the voice.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that he's done. Has he, Daryl, to your knowledge, has he done any Star Trek?
I don't think he's done any Trek.
You don't think he was like the Gorn or something like that?
No, I know he wasn't that.
Okay. Because, you know, he dresses up and stuff and doesn't show his face or use his voice. So I thought maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Too old, though.
Deep Roy, obviously the Oompa Loompas. He's the little starfish dude in the newer Star Trek movies.
Yep.
He's Scotty's pet, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, Scotty's pet.
Starfish dude. Starfish face dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little barnacle man.
Is he a
man.
Pet? Can you call that guy a pet?
Well,
I call him that.
He's got slavery?
He's got one of those bottles that hangs in his cage with a little tube and he licks the water out of it, if that's what you mean. So he's kind of a pet.
a little hamster wheel.
Yeah,
a little
hamster
wheel.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to get the Star Trek connection. We got that one. We're trying to get the Star Wars connection.
Star
we got. Wars. Maybe we got that connection. Has he ever been like an Ewok or something?
Oh, probably. He has.
I can't imagine he wouldn't have been, right? I mean,
they hired all the wee people back then.
Right.
And kids. They had kids in there too.
Kind of along the same line, Warwick Davis, obviously Wicket. He was also in the pod racer scene in Clones.
I bet you no Star Trek for him, though.
I can't think of any Star Trek. He was too busy with Willow. Right?
I would have remembered that. I don't know why. That would be a thing I'd remember, that he was in Star Trek. So I don't think, I think he's out. Deep Roy's pretty strong contender so far, but yeah.
Yeah, and then Brian Blessed, I just remember as Prince Voltan in Flash Gordon.
Yeah, totally, dude.
I don't remember him in anything else.
He was great in that.
Flash!
He was he may have been the Gungan leader. Body double voice.
Oh, right, Boss Nass.
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe.
Who wants to live forever?
So you're leaning towards Warwick or Deep Roy, right?
I'm leaning towards Deep Roy pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Daryl, you got any preferences here?
I'm leaning toward Deep Roy, too. What was the third one?
It was Deep Roy, Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis, and...
Oh, then what was the fourth one, then?
Brian Blessed.
Oh.
There was only three, right?
Four.
No, was the fourth? Prowse.
Oh, David
Prowse was
David Prowse, right.
We excised him pretty quickly.
Vader's body is the other guy.
But Vader's body.
Yeah.
It's going to be my new emo band.
Yeah. Vader's body. We're Vader's body. Get our CDs and t-shirts at the table in the back.
Go to the merch table.
All right. So, Daryl, what do you think? I think we're... Are we all deep-roying it?
I think I am.
I'm deep-roying it.
All right. We're all deep-roying it, which is a text move. Don't look it up. So, Corinne, how'd we do? Is that it?
You did.
We did.
You answered the question.
Oh, did we get it right, though?
Well, we answered it. Did we answer it right?
Congratulations.
All right.
You're a winner.
All right. We're winners, everyone. Congratulations to us. That is the proper answer. Yeah, it's not bad. I think we meticulously did our job and whittled it down to the most appropriate answer.
So he was in Doctor Who in the Talons of Wen Qing, and then he was in... he was Droopy McCool in Return of the Jedi. I don't remember who that is, though.
That's the elephant keyboard player.
That makes sense to me.
Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Yeah. Was his name really Droopy McCool?
That's what it says.
What the hell, dude?
What's the thingy called?
The singer is...
His Jabba's little friend.
The little rat.
Oh, Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb. Gosh, dang it. These names, dude. They're so not right.
And then Decoy was Caesar.
Yeah.
You guys got that. But so David Prowse.
George Lucas just sat at an Applebee's for an hour and came up with all these names.
Yeah, right? Just going, I don't know. Salacious Crumb? Sure. That's stupid.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Max Rebo. Yeah. Max Rebo was the elephant dude. Droopy McCool.
Also dumb name. Also,
I'm sure he probably was in the cantina somewhere, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He's also a member of the band. He's the one-eyed flute player, trumpet player dude.
That's Droopy McCool.
That's Droopy McCool.
That's his stage name.
Ugh.
The Droopier, yeah.
Shittiest thing ever. All right, sorry, you were saying about David Prowse something?
Yeah, so they've all been in either like two of the three.
Oh, right.
So Brian Blessed was in Doctor Who and in Star Wars. So just that way.
What was Brian Blessed in Star Wars? Was I right about who he was?
Yes, you were. He's the
Gungan leader. That guy. What a nightmare.
We've just watched all three of those movies. I had not seen them since we saw them in the theater the first time.
Yeah.
And considering how many times I've seen Star Wars and, you know, A New Hope and all of those, they just don't hold up.
No, they're poo. They didn't hold up the day they came out.
They sure are pretty.
They're garbage. No, yeah, they look great. Sure. Why not? They're green screen to hell and back.
Attack me, Anakin. I've got the higher ground.
Yeah,
I didn't remember who General Grievous was. That's why it was like, who are you guys talking about? When you guys would talk about him, like, I have no memory of that at all. So I felt
one of the sweet spots.
I agree. He was at least a potential high point. You might say they wasted him a bit, but he was having him giving a droid a cough is a real dumb idea. That's dumb.
What was that?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's the same thing.
But him and Darth Maul, they were pretty great. The final scene where they're floating on lava having their saber fight is the worst thing of all time. And I know people think the third movie is better than the rest, but that is just garbage scene.
And that you're going to have kids in a movie where you see Anakin Skywalker get burned? Yeah. That's so horrible.
Cutting his legs off, man. Gross. Bayman. I don't know why I said Bayman.
Bay.
All right, before we go, Daryl, who is the Trek nerd on Twitter, wants to now have a contest for us. And
he has to confess that he was wrong yesterday first.
Oh, the Gorgon thing, right?
Oh, that. Yeah, I guess there was a Gorgon in Doctor Who.
Yes, there was. Hey, look, there's enough Gorgons to go around. It's fine. Daryl, play a game with us. What is it? What do you got there?
Okay, is this... Oh, this is going to be way too easy, but I'll do it anyway because I don't have enough to last the week if I don't do it.
All right.
Star Trek or Doctor Who?
Okay, ready, go.
Sontaran.
Really, Daryl?
I don't know. This doesn't seem easy to me.
Oh, sorry.
This must be a Doctor Who thing because if Corinne's laughing because she got it that quickly, then that must be why it's easy on that side.
Yeah.
You guys go. I'll just stand out.
All right, here's a theme for it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Brian, it's our turn. Go.
Boy, I think Doctor Who is what I'm leaning towards. How about you?
I don't know. I don't know why. It's something in the back of my head, but yeah, I'm thinking Doctor Who as well. Corinne, do you concur?
I do.
Oh, all right. Well, Daryl, how'd we do?
I'm going to hang up on you now.
Well, apparently we got that right. So.
Oh, Daryl's just never going to let me.
No, oh, I didn't mean to cut her off. Crap. I didn't mean to do that.
You hung up on both of them.
Yeah, hold sorry, on. Everybody. Sorry. All right.
Mark that off your bingo square, people.
Why are you shifted to the left on your video? Ah, oh, whatever. I'll fix that.
I don't know. But you know what? Can you give me a really quick pause on Skype and unpause it? Let's just see if that fixes the lag because it's throwing me off big time.
Yeah, I can tell it's a bad lag. Hold on. Here we go. Hold. Resume call. Any better? Any better? Right.
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, FERT.
Hello. I don't know.
Did you not hear me?
I didn't play the right game. Let's try this again.
Oh.
Because now I'll do the FERT test. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, FERT.
FERT.
It's a little better.
Okay.
It's not a lot better, but it's a little better. Last time, the only way we fixed this last time was you did a complete system reboot. Remember that?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
But yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Before we do the news, we're going to take a break and have a song. That was a gut reaction from me pushing a button I shouldn't have yet.
You know what? Forgot about that too.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Throw me off.
I know this is a bad week. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna play a song. When we come back, we'll whip through some news and have some fun. But before all that, Brian brought a song and it looks really nice. So what is it?
I did. Drew wrote in, said, "Longtime listener, you help keep my 4 to 6 hour driving days sane. Unfortunately, I'm about a month behind. Had my one and only little tadpooler last January, and while she's beautiful, my wife suffered from a condition called PPCM, postpartum or peripartum." cardiomyopathy or congestive heart failure due to pregnancy. While they don't know what causes it, it can happen to any woman, 1 out of 3 to 4,000 births. Luckily enough, I rushed her to the emergency room when we first saw signs of trouble. There's like no punctuation. Yeah. 5 months later, she and baby are doing great and she is well on the way to normal again, as this is a heart failure that can be healed, unlike normal congestive heart failure. But I really need to say thank you to all the podcasters who contribute to the shows and help keep our lives sane when everything else looks crazy.
It's my
birthday, and I would like to make a request to dedicate a song to my strong, beautiful, intelligent, thoughtful, courageous wife. Thank you for loving me and wishing us many more happy years together. Happy 6-year anniversary, May 30th. And although she hates all the sappy pouring out of me this year, I think I get a pass for all the hospital time. A Jason Mraz, I'm Yours cover or mashup. This is our song. P.S. And I was like, no, it's da-da-da-da-da. Okay. All right, you don't need to read. I don't need to read the P.S.
All right.
All right. A cover of I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. How about one that combines it with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, specifically the Israel Kamakawiwa Ole version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the Hawaiian singer. This is performed by Straight No Chaser, so it's a cappella, and it's from their 2010 album With a Twist. Here is I'm Yours / Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I'm melting. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some more, learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. Cannot wait. I'm yours.
I am yours. Hey, hey, hey.
You best believe I'm yours. Now open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to. I can't.
is our fate. I'm yours.
Someday I'll wish upon a star, waking up where the clouds are far behind. The glass, so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess that what I'm saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Vons have a beef about ground beef. We want Winn-Dixie's handy pack of pure ground beef because it's 50% leaner than the government requires. It's convenient, ready to freeze, and easy to slice into great tasting burgers. Yeah, yeah. It makes great meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
And spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
But it's best for burgers. So pick the package that sits well with your buns. WD 100% pure ground beef from Winn-Dixie, America's supermarket.
Sacré bleu! It is gone!
The morning stream. You didn't say the magic word.
All right, we're back. Lovely cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, I like a... Well, you know me. I like an occasional a cappella piece of business.
Occasional, yes. I'm with you.
Yeah, you don't need it every time, but it's a good time. I like that. Yeah. Liked it a lot.
Yes, yes.
Now we'll get to the news. By the way, news is brought to you by...
FantasyCoinHQ.com. If you missed our Kickstarter, you can still get in on these amazing deals. Pre-order anything, yes, anything on our site at reduced prices and get exclusive items. Coins, gems, pouches, even limited frog pants items. FantasyCoinHQ.com.
Lovely. A perfume saleswoman has bottled up dead relatives' body odor to keep their memories alive.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Mm, smells like grandpa.
A French company, of course. That's ironic that I played this, isn't it? Where is it? This thing.
Sacré bleu! It is gone!
Yeah, right? Or this. Right. How about this one? How about... Oh, can't find it now.
Massive wiener.
There you go. Massive wiener.
It's another famous French term. Sacré bleu.
A company in France has come up with this novel way to keep people close to their departed loved ones by bottling their unique scent as a perfume. Somebody named Kate Apatikigugi.
That's actually correct. Yeah, is the correct pronunciation of that.
Apalikatagugi.
Apalategui?
Apalategui.
Apalategui. I don't think that sounds any better than what you were saying.
No. Yeah. Bad name. Anyway, her mother held on to her late husband's pillowcase to keep that precious smell. Gosh dang it. It inspired the 52-year-old insurance saleswoman to start or to try and capture the, and preserve a person's individual scent so people would never have to wait long to get a whiff of their loved one again. Let's see. Finally, she contacted...
Doesn't get any better.
She got with some scientists. They developed the human smell. They take the person's clothing, extract about 100 molecules of their unique bodily odor. Then they distill it down, blah, 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 make it a perfume. Powerful link between smell and memory means the product offers olfactory comfort, which she claims is more effective than photos, videos, and other memories of the deceased. I think it's creepy and weird. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, so, I mean, the big differentiation is that it's the smell not the smell of the dead body, but the smell, the unique smell that they had. Like, so I guess that's how they do it. They like get the pillow, the pillowcase, and then try and match it using.
Yeah. How nasty was this pillowcase? Because sometimes my pillowcase is nasty. I've been on that thing too long. I didn't wash my hair one night and I worked out that day. Like, gross, man. Nobody wants that in their life. Somebody apparently does, and they're doing it now. All right, let's move on to something less gross.
I think that you'd rather just smell the pillowcase.
Wouldn't you,
though? You know, I mean, if you've got the pillowcase that's got the smell,
yeah,
you're not going to spray their smell on you.
Good point. I don't know. But are you worried, as that person who has the pillowcase, are you worried that it would eventually just dissipate over time? The pillowcase would stop smelling like grandpa after a while.
That's a good point.
Because everything stops smelling like it used to smell eventually. Anyway, I think this is really weird. I assume they keep your formula on the database or something, so that when you ran out, you could go back and say, "Can I get another bottle of O'Day, Dad?" It's really weird.
Ode to Larry.
Ode to Larry. Ode to Larry. That's a great idea.
Ode to Larry.
Star Wars Rogue One, the next standalone Star Wars movie coming out next, or the year after this next Star Wars movie, may feature Forrest Whitaker.
Ryan, where's my money?
He is apparently in negotiations with Gareth Edwards' anthology film, Rogue One. Though his role is currently unknown, Variety reports that Whitaker is in the process of booking his ticket to the standalone film that will take place between the events of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Its chronology leaning closer to the original Star Wars film than it would be the prequels, it says here, which is good. Let's see. The timeline makes sense considering the film's plot, which reportedly centers on a group of rebel fighters who are planning to steal the Death Star plans. Star Wars Rogue One also features Felicity Jones as one of the rebel soldiers, opposed to Ben Mendelsohn, set to be the villain. Riz Ahmed and Diego Luna, which sounds like a Star Wars name, are also rumored to play rebel fighters. Diego Luna.
It all sounds like Salacious Crumb and Diego Luna, right? Yeah. You know,
and Riz Ahmed. No... Like, even Riz Ahmed is a...
Riz Ahmed, sure.
Sure. This is great.
Forrest Whitaker, for that matter.
Yeah, if we didn't know
him. The last king of Endor is what he's going to play.
If we didn't know him already, that name would be very weird. That's a thing that's going on. Beverly Hills 90210 is getting an unauthorized movie at Lifetime. I don't know how this is possible, but it's happening. It's happening. Help, help, it's happening.
Well, the Saved by the Bell one did so well that...
damn it.
I just spilled... What are you going to do with this one, too?
I just spilled water everywhere. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Dang it, Scott, you idiot. Hold on. It's fine. Who needs the control key? It's fine. It didn't really cause any terrible things to happen yet.
It's a Mac. What do you need the control key for?
That's true. Okay, well, we'll see how that goes.
Occasional letter and zap dingbats.
I guess, actually, I have an app that I use it. I hit that and spacebar to bring up a shortcut. So I guess that's the only thing. Too. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll teach me to look for help, help, it's happening. And I can't even find it. Gosh dang it, Scott. That wasn't worth all that trouble. Here we go.
Help! Help! It's happening!
90210 is being an unauthorized movie made or something. According to E! News, they've learned that Lifetime is making an unauthorized Beverly Hills 90210 story, which will tell the salacious behind-the-scenes tale from the primetime soap that launched the careers of Luke Perry, Tori Spelling, and Jenny Garth. Launched it, and then where'd they go? Nowhere. Anyway.
Launched them into the stratosphere. That's reality shows for at least two of the three of them.
Yeah, that's true. Who are the two?
Tori Spelling's got a reality show with her ex-husband, current husband, where they're having troubles and all that. And Jenny Garth is on a rebuilding show like Rob Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I see it, man.
Like Rebuild My Garth or something like that is what it's called.
I used to think she was pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's our age now, roughly.
She was, and she still looks great, too.
Looking good there, Jenny Garth. Good job. Sorry about your career, though. it's going to show all the behind-the-scenes stuff and all the fights and the weirdness, so that'll be fun. Watch for that. Who would you put in the part?
I like that idea.
Who would you cast? Just give me one of the cast members. Who would you put in there?
I would cast Jonah Hill as the dude who owned the Peach Pit.
Okay, perfect. Done. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters.
Right. Who would be your Brian Austin Green replacement? Like, who would play...
Oh, my gosh, dude.
David Silver.
I don't know. I can't think of any kid actors. Because even young 20s actors I can't think of.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? It'll be fun to see if that is...
It'll be fun.
I now want to share with you some quotes from David Letterman. Recently departed from his show, not from life. He's still with us.
Ooh, jeez, careful how you say that.
I know, right? I love David Letterman. I was a huge fan. He probably has more influence on me as a podcaster and just generally me than anyone else in media. I think that's probably fair to say. He has opened up about his retirement and says in a Indianapolis Monthly interview, "I can no longer operate a telephone." Here's what he says. "I was born helpless, but when I started this show, my manager said, 'You're going to need an assistant.' I asked why, and he said, 'Well, you'll need someone to make phone calls.' And I thought, 'I can make my own calls,'" he explained to the magazine. He hired an assistant, and that was that. With ever-changing technologies, now he's kind of screwed. He says this, "As it turns out, after all these years of having someone else make my calls, I can no longer operate a phone. I don't know what to do with my hair either," he says. He says, although he'll learn ways to use an iPhone, Letterman has found a silver lining in not being on the air every day. He says, quote, "I never wear makeup again, so that's no problem," he quipped. He will have some help going forward. He says, "It's stunning what you find out about yourself when everything you've done for 33 years changes. It's like ice melting out from under you. I know that regular, responsible people probably hear me whining like this and think, 'Oh, brother,' but I'm trying to rehabilitate myself. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers," he says. Which is totally a joke for him to say.
That's funny.
Let's see, I'm skipping down here. He says, blah, blah, blah. He loves to go fishing. He says, "I'm not a very good fisherman." He likes to go with his son. He says, "Any kind of trout fishing where you can stand in the river is just delightful. I don't know what I'm doing. I just stand in the river," he told the magazine. Dude. May Dave ever live and not ever depart this earth. I freaking love Dave. I love Dave. Every time I bring up Letterman, though, Eric Van Skyhawk gets mad because he says that all his friends say he's a total dick in real life. And I don't care.
Really? I can't even imagine.
I think he's just private and doesn't care to be treated like a celebrity. So if that makes him a dick, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Then we're all dicks.
We're all dicks, Brian. I'm a huge dick then because I don't like that. we're going to tell you to Tweak to Audio sponsor today's short show. Big thanks to them for all that they do for us. If you haven't taken advantage of the deal, the 33% off deal at tweakedaudio.com, I recommend you do. Go to tweakedaudio.com and use the code STREAM. Get 33% off today. And that pretty much ends the show. Tomorrow, brand new show, all normal. Guests are here. Everything's
full length.
Normal. Yeah.
I'll restart between now and then so that my lag is fixed. I don't know what the deal is. It frustrates me.
That's very weird that it that it does that. And the other two weren't here, and I wasn't getting any lag from them, so I don't think it's a universal call thing. I think it's something to do. And last time when the reboot fixed it, that just doesn't make sense. Like, what would a reboot have to do with that? Is it like a memory thing? I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll figure it out.
Skype.
But thanks for soldiering through. And thank you, listeners, for soldiering through. We really appreciate it. Again, if you want to catch all that E3 coverage, go to frogpants.com/boop, B-O-O-P, and you'll hear Patrick and I talk on for a very long time about each of these conferences that happened in real time, including Fridays, which was myself and John Jagger. He joined me for that. There's likely more of that coming through the week, so watch for that. And, of course, I'll be on DTNS tomorrow talking mostly about games, I'm guessing. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com. We have a phone number. You can call and leave a voicemail, 801-471-0462. And on Twitter, find us at Coverville, at Scott Johnson, at Morning Stream. All right, Brian, let's get out of here.
That is exactly where they can find us. All right, Brian Cole wrote in, said, "Dear Sausage and Brisket, on June 19th, I'll be trading New Jersey pizza for Kansas City barbecue. After 7 long years away for graduate school, a clinical internship, and my first job, I'm heading home to take a position at a local university. My wife and I will be driving 1,200 miles with our 10-month-old daughter and our two dogs. It should be quite an adventure. Could you please play a cover of Supertramp's Take the Long Way Home? or a cover of the patron saint of New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen, to commemorate our trip. I will be hoarding TMS episodes during the week of the 15th to get ready for our trip, so any day that week would be great. Thank you for helping me survive New Jersey traffic and my three-hour commute over the last few years. Brian, occasionally Barragon in the Tadpool. All these people and their crazy commutes, man. The previous emailer had like a 4 to 6 hour, 4 to 6 hours of driving per day. Oof. And then Brian here has got a 3 hour commute. I can't. Oh,
I know.
That would drive me nuts.
I couldn't do it. You guys are braver men than I. I don't know how you do it.
Totally. All right. Let's we'll do the aforementioned, the first cover you mentioned, Take the Long Way Home. Now, the name Laszlo Bane may not ring any bells to some people, but if you're a fan of the TV show Scrubs, or if you were a fan of the TV show Scrubs, you'd recognize him as the singer of the theme song to Scrubs, which is excellent, which is I'm No Superman, I think is the name of that. He put an album out in 2007 called Guilty Pleasures on there. It's all covers, and it's all great covers. He sings this Supertramp tune. It's 2007. It's Take the Long Way Home. It's Laszlo Bane.
Sweet. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see you then.
Settle down. Who's to blame if you're not around? Take the long way home. You took the long way home. Took the long way home. The long way home. The long way
of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
What in the hell is going on out there?
I don't give a shit.